Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to take complex topics and really break them down into something useful, something impactful for you. Today, we're diving into something that, well, it affects pretty much everyone daily, but I think we often underestimate it, big time. We're talking skincare, but hold on, not just lotions and potions. What if our skin's health goes way deeper than just how we look? Seriously, what if it's like fundamental to our overall wellness? For this deep dive, we've got some fascinating material from Radiance and Wellness, the skincare bundle. It's quite the eye-opener. It really shifts the perspective on, you know, skin.
Absolutely. And our mission today really is to unpack how our skin health connects to everything else, physical, mental, emotional well-being. It's all linked. We'll pull out the key science bits, the insights from this bundle. It's not just about what these advanced treatments are, but more importantly, why they matter, how they fit into that bigger picture of, well, taking care of ourselves holistically.
Right, because when we think wellness, our minds usually jump straight to, you know, diet and the gym, which are vital, no question.
Yeah.
But this source material, it pushes that definition wider, doesn't it? It says wellness includes how we care for our mind, our body, and our skin. So how big a player is skin in all this?
Well, it's huge. The material really hammers home that skin is our largest organ. That's easy to forget, isn't it?
Totally.
And it's not just a covering. It sees it as a dynamic involved in our confidence, our health, even our emotional state. The core idea is that glowing skin isn't just cosmetic. It's like a window reflecting inner health and how much we're prioritizing self-care.
A window. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's more than just vanity, what are the real tangible benefits? Let's unpack this. What does the bundle say skincare does for our wellness beyond the surface?
Okay, so the source breaks it down into three main areas. First, physical health. Your skin is literally your shield, right? It's the barrier against toxins, germs, pollution, all that external stuff. It's your frontline defense working 24/7.
Okay, that makes sense. The barrier function.
Exactly. Then number two, and this is maybe less obvious but so important, is confidence and self-esteem. When your skin looks and feels healthy, clear, radiant, it just gives you this boost. It impacts how you feel walking into a room, how you interact. It's powerful.
Yeah, I can see that connection. Definitely.
And third, there's stress relief. The material actually points to research showing that, you know, pampering treatments, taking that time, it can measurably lower cortisol. That's the stress hormone. So it encourages relaxation on a biological level. It's a deliberate pause.
Lowering cortisol. Okay, that's more than just feeling nice. That's a physiological effect.
Precisely. And it gets even more interesting when you look at some of the specific science the bundle mentions.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Here's where it gets really interesting. Give us some of those surprising facts.
Okay, get this. Did you know regular facials aren't just relaxing? They can actually boost your circulation significantly.
Circulation, so more blood flow to the skin.
Exactly, which means more oxygen, more nutrients getting to those skin cells, helping them function better, look healthier.
Wow. Okay.
And then there's LED light therapy. The source says it's clinically proven to reduce inflammation and speed up healing by, wait for it, up to 200%.
200%. That's it's massive.
It is. So these aren't just, you know, vague claims. The bundle presents them as having real measurable impacts on skin health at a cellular level.
That really underscores the power we're talking about here. So switching gears a bit.
Yeah.
How do we know when our skin is actually like crying out for this extra help?
Yeah.
What are the warning signs the bundle points to?
Good question. The material lists a few key things to watch for. Persistent dryness, maybe, or just a general dullness that won't go away.
Right.
Fine lines or wrinkles starting to look more noticeable than they used to.
Mm.
Or maybe uneven skin tone, rough texture, breakouts or inflammation that just seem to linger. They don't heal properly.
Right. Stubborn issues.
Yeah. And also just that feeling. If you're feeling less confident about how your skin looks, that's a valid signal too, because as we said, it links back to well-being.
Got it. So the bundle itself, this skincare bundle it mentions, it sounds like a way to tackle these things head on, a sort of comprehensive solution. What's actually in it?
Yeah, it's presented as this three-part system for total skin rejuvenation. First up is RF microneedling.
RF microneedling. Sounds intense.
It uses tiny, tiny needles plus radio frequency energy. Basically, it creates these controlled micro injuries, which sounds scary, but it tricks your skin into kicking its own collagen and elastin production into high gear.
Ah, so it stimulates the skin's natural repair process.
Exactly, leading to firmer skin, smoother lines.
Yeah.
Then you've got hydrodermabrasion. Think of it like a super facial.
Okay.
It deeply cleanses pores, exfoliates away the dead stuff, but also infuses hydrating serums right back in, so you get that immediate glow.
Cleansing and hydrating, nice combo. And the third part?
That's the Everlast Medical Facial LED Mask. This uses different colors of LED light. Each wavelength does something different, calming inflammation, speeding up healing, boosting overall radiance. It's advanced light therapy.
So microneedling for structure, hydrator abrasion for clean hydration, and LED for calming and glow.
You got it. The idea is they work together synergistically for both immediate wow factor and long-term skin health benefits.
Okay, synergy, that makes sense. And the bundle talks about 5 proven benefits from this combined approach. Can you walk us through those?
Sure. So benefit 1 is that youthful glow. That's largely the RF microneedling, stimulating collagen, making skin firmer, smoother.
Right, the anti-aging aspect.
Then there's deep hydration. That's the hydrodermabrasion, really getting that moisture back into the skin, making it look plump and refreshed.
Vital.
Third is healing and recovery. This is where the LED mask really shines, calming redness, reducing inflammation, helping skin repair itself faster.
Crucial if you have sensitive skin or breakouts.
Definitely. And then, kind of tying it all together, is stress-free confidence. The relaxation you get during the treatment helps lower stress, which, combined with the visible results, leads to this feeling of, you know, renewal and just feeling better in your skin.
I see how those pieces fit together now. So let's zoom out again. What does all this mean in the bigger picture?
Yeah.
This isn't just happening in a vacuum, right? It connects to our environment, our overall wellness.
Oh, absolutely. The bundle has a whole section on the role of environment in skin and mental wellness. It talked about how things we face every day, pollution, UV rays from the sun, even all the blue light from our screens.
Yeah, screen time. Guilty.
Right. It all accelerates aging and puts major stress on our skin. And then it makes this really important link back to the holistic idea. It says pairing treatments like these with a mindful lifestyle. Things like getting outside in natural light, keeping your space calm and organized, having a balanced routine that creates harmony inside and out.
Harmony inside and out. I like that. It's about seeing skin not as separate, but as part of that whole system, constantly interacting with our world.
Exactly. Our skin is talking to our environment, and that conversation affects our whole being.
So wrapping this up, the core takeaway today seems to be that skincare, it's really not just about looking good. It's presented here as a fundamental piece of the wellness puzzle. Physical, mental, emotional. It's integral, dynamic, reflecting both what's going on inside us and the world around us.
Which really leaves us with a thought, doesn't it? If our skin is our largest organ, and it is such a clear mirror of our inner state and outer world, what does that open up for us? What opportunities are there to be more intentional with our self-care, to merge, you know, the aesthetic side with the holistic side, to really go for that harmony inside and out?
It's a powerful question to ponder. Maybe it's worth reflecting on your own routines. How could even small acts of skincare contribute, perhaps more than you think, to your overall sense of well-being and confidence? Something to think about.